Manki bread, or bwi as it's known here in Senegal, is packed with nutritional goodness. It's got three times more vitamin C than an orange, and it's full of fibre, so it's not surprising that its popularity is growing beyond the continent. Nafissatou Diop Ndiaye, a researcher at the Institute of Food Technology in Dakar, works with bwi and other local fruit and vegetables to develop new techniques for local people to process and conserve forest fruits.
C'est riche en antioxydants, c'est pour ça que les populations européennes.
It's high in antioxidants, that's why Europeans worship the bwi, because there are anti-aging properties attributed to it. We use it in all its forms, the leaves, the fruit. There's also oil from the seeds, which is used in cosmetics and in food.
But Nafissatou is worried about overexploitation of the baobab fruit. Today, baobabs grow wild and their fruit is eaten by local people. She'd like to see special orchards of baobab trees for the export industry, so that the harvesting of bwi for export doesn't mean less for local people.
Why not have baobab orchards where we have mango orchards, so that it is no longer a product in the wild? Because it's a problem for mass production when harvesting is left to chance. Now, we just go into the forest, but the day where there's no forest left, what will we do?
I'm standing in Dakar's Baobab neighbourhood, a residential area named after what was probably the first resident, a towering 20-metre-high baobab. Its trunk of rippled bark stretches at least 10 metres in circumference. Its monkey bread fruit, like on all baobabs, comes oval all round. The greeny-brown fruit grows on baobab trees across Senegal and other African countries. Beneath the hard shell of the fruit is a soft, whitish pulp and kidney-shaped seeds. Through its research, Senegal's National Agricultural Research Centre has been able to shorten the time a baobab tree takes to produce fruit. This could help the industry produce more fruit each year. It also means more fruit in the wild is left for local people.
The results show that they have reduced the fruit-producing cycle so that after 5 years they can give fruit.
Although today it's an export with potential to be developed, households in Senegal have been using fruit from the baobab tree for generations. In Dakar and in the most isolated villages, people make their own juice. When fresh, the pulp is moist. But in urban areas, like at Dakar's central Marché Kermel, bwi is available pre-dried and packaged in cellophane bags. Nestled between busy streets and low-rise buildings, the indoor market is one of the oldest in the capital. Fatou, a 46-year-old mother of three, is visiting her usual stalls.
This is bwi. It's in a sachet, yes, it's dried. When you take the fruit out of its shell, it's a bit wet, so you dry it. This costs 500 CFA.
For less than a euro, you can buy a kilo of dried bwi. It comes in small white cubes with yellow fibres from the fruit holding the cubes together. Bwi's been known as a superfruit for generations here and is a common Senegalese ingredient in cooking. It's especially popular when made into a juice. Back home, Fatou starts by dissolving the cubes in water.
That's good. These are good. This is how I do it. I wash the bwi a little.
Baobab fruit is a good source of calcium, so it's consumed by pregnant women and children in Senegal, and it's good when you're sick.
When the children have diarrhea, you give them bwi juice because it's like an antibiotic. That's what I was taught. When I have a stomachache, I take some bwi juice. When I was young, if my mother didn't have any milk in her breast, she would make a very light bwi juice, very, very diluted for the children.
Il donne les enfants. Si tu n'as pas le lait.
After half an hour, the bwi cubes have come undone from their fibres.
We'll put it through the sieve.
With an expert swirl of the hand to free the cubes, Fatou sifts the creamy white residue, adds a little sugar, and pours.
C'est bon.
It's good. Taste it. But there isn't much sugar. If we added more sugar, it would be so tasty.
In 2008, baobab fruit obtained approval from EU regulators as a novel food ingredient. Today, some 20 tons of dried monkey bread is exported to Europe every year. For RFI, Emmanuel Landais in Dakar, Senegal.